Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. Before we start our prayer time, let's look at Hebrews 10, verses 19 through 22. It says, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, open for us through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water." The part I like to think about is the encouragement. Let's draw near. Let's go and draw near to God. Let's enter into the most holy place, because Christ has made that available to us. And now, let's draw near to God. Let's not stand off. Let's not think about him as untouchable. Let's draw near to him, because he's Abba Father. He's the creator of the world. He's the creator of us. And despite that, he wants us to draw near. So with that in mind, let's go to him in prayer. Holy Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for allowing us to draw near to you, for putting a plan in place to overcome our failures as people and allowing us to still fellowship with you, the creator of all. So, Father, I come before you seeking out your will, praying for the Holy Spirit to guide this time, to pray the perfect prayer, to share our hearts with you, and to allow us to fellowship with you, to draw near with you as your sons and daughters. I thank you and I praise you. And I just... you are amazing, and I am very grateful. And I just thank you for this land that we live in, this country that has been so mighty and such a benefit to the world. Never has there been a land that has so dominated and yet hasn't taken everything. I think about the world wars where we were the deciding factor, where you were the deciding factor. And yet we gave back all that we had taken. Lord, it would have been so easy to just continue as most nations do in a historical way, as some of our allies did. And yet, Lord, under your principles and your guidance, we gave back. We respected, we loved those that we conquered. So, Lord, I just come before you, thanking you for this nation, this home that I live in. And I pray, Father, for you to restore her. There's so many who are wanting to reshape her, who are wanting to turn her into a Muslim nation, a sinful nation, an atheist nation, a nation that worships Satan. And, Lord, we have been your nation, one that worships you and recognizes you. So, Father, I come in your name seeking out a revival across this country, praying for you to help us to stir up the hearts and the spirits and the minds of our fellow citizens. There's so many out there that are lost, that don't recognize you anymore. And I just ask, Father, for a revival to start. For all of those leaders who are scared and not living and not doing what's right for this nation and for the people that they represent, I just ask, Lord, for them to be touched touched by you and their hearts and their minds would be changed. And if they're not, I wish and pray that they would change, be changed out and replaced with people who love you and know you and stand up for you. There's crazy things going on in this land. And I just pray for your order, your rule to be reestablished. Father, I just pray for our justice system, our judges, to be brought under control and brought back to doing your will, doing what's right versus what's political, what's expedient. Lord God, I just pray for this nation to be restored back to you. And I lift up our families, Lord. I thank you for all these that we love and we have had the blessing to be part of. And Father, I just ask that you would continue to guide them, continue to protect them. Holy Spirit, I pray and ask that you would move in their lives. Heal those who are sick. We have loved ones who are addicted. We have loved ones who are struggling mentally and emotionally. We have loved ones who don't know you. And I ask, Father, for you to move amongst them. Holy Spirit, touch their lives, heal their bodies, heal their minds. For those who struggle and fail and keep on that cycle, I pray you help get them into a position and a place where they can succeed, where they get the help necessary, they get the healing required, so they can know you with a clear mind and a clear heart. We have friends and loved ones who are sick, who are fighting addictions to food, to porn, to alcohol, to lying, to shopping, whatever it may be. And they just need out of that cycle, Lord. They need out of that cycle. And I ask, Father, in your holy name, the holy name of Jesus, the name that you gave him, that you would bring healing and relief to those families and to those individuals. Holy Father, protect our families. I pray for your angels to be about them. Be a hedge. Keep them safe. I just pray, Father, for you to move mightily amongst them. And lastly, Lord, I ask and pray for the relationship between us to continue to grow. And Father, I'm so grateful that you want a relationship with us. You want me to love you with all that I am. And I ask, Father, I need your help to grow closer to you. It's my desire. And I ask, Father, to have a relationship that continues to flourish so that I can live and love you with my whole being and love my neighbor as myself. Today we have a lot of things going on, our work, our families. We have concerns and stresses. I ask, Lord, that we would see those things as you see them. Deal with them as you would deal with them. I just pray, Lord, that we would be your disciples, that we would live a life that's worthy of you. I just thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.